While industries like tourism and aviation have taken a huge hit because of the pandemic, big tech is thriving. Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, and Alphabet, the parent company of Google, are each worth more than $1 trillion, according to their stock price. For more, let's bring in Jessica Lesson. She's the editor-in-chief of The Information. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Tanya.
So four of the five biggest tech companies, each worth more than $1 trillion. This is actually the first time this has happened since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Why are tech companies doing so relatively well as we see record unemployment in the rest of the economy?
Basically, we're living our lives more online than ever, which benefits businesses like Amazon when it comes to shopping. We're spending more time online. We're communicating more, which benefits Google and Facebook. And we're seeing that advertisers, while they're spending less, are spending more on digital, which is very trackable, very measurable. And when it comes to the stock market, investors are looking for a place to put their money. And they're saying, look, there's some growth over here. And so we're seeing a lot of relative enthusiasm that's really sending these stocks to, you know, very, very strong highs.
I want to ask you more about ad revenue. Your publication reports that ad prices and ad spending has been creeping back up to pre-pandemic rates. That's surprising because Facebook is facing this advertising boycott.
Essentially, the advertisers that are pulling back from Facebook because they want it to better police hate speech, it's really big brands, but those aren't the bulk of the dollars. Most of Facebook's business are smaller businesses that are, you know, selling specific things online. So when it comes to the ad dollars, it doesn't appear to be having an effect. And what we're also seeing is ad prices online are supply and demand. So if more advertisers are starting to inch up that spend after pulling way back, you know, that is driving prices back up.
We're talking about success. We're talking about these big tech companies. But what about these smaller tech companies? Is the pandemic taking a bigger toll on startups, for example?
What we've seen is the earliest stage of company where the business isn't really there yet. You know, many of those are hard hit. But on the later side, you know, more mature companies such as, you know, Airbnb or a slew of companies that make software for business, as long as there's still some growth there, you know, investors are willing to kind of bridge them.
You mentioned Airbnb. Let's talk about Airbnb for a moment. At first, they were one of the hardest hit tech companies as the pandemic basically halted all travel. But now we've kind of settled into this work from home life and people are using vacations in the way of just going to an Airbnb. Is the company seeing a rebound because of that?
They are, which I think may go down as, you know, a real shock or surprise in how this pandemic has played out. It's even their online experiences, which is, you know, you can sort of book a yoga instructor virtually. So it's too early to, you know, say all these companies are in the clear. But I think it's very interesting, in particular, to see them have some bright spots, I think is encouraging and suggests that there is going to be growth ahead for even businesses in the toughest sectors.
That's Jessica Lesson, editor-in-chief of The Information. Jessica, as always, thank you.
Thank you.